The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. Various upgrades started in 2021 on Fairy Island have now been completed. Terrace Community Forest's project supervisor Carl Johansson described some of the improvements to keep an eye out for.
We did work around the picnic shelters and a number of the toilets to make them low barrier wheelchair accessible. We installed a new bridge. We did some emergency repairs due to the flooding and high water this year. We reopened or upgraded the power line trail, which runs east to west across the island. And we fixed up a parking area at the south end of the island itself.
Johansson explained how the work done so far has been funded, which adds up to an approximate $65,000.
The city applied for funding from the Northern Development Initiative Trust in 2021, and I believe they got $30,000, and the city also put in $15,000 to do some trail rehabilitation, basically down near the south end of the island. And then this year, the community forest basically took the lead.
General Manager for Terrace Community Forest, Kim Hayworth, illustrated how the projects are determined based on funding.
It's a moving target based on funding, really, is what it boils down to in grants. So this year, for example, Terrace Community Forest, through the Community Reserve Fund, which is established by our profits that are distributed into that fund and then jointly managed between the City of Terrace and Terrace Community Forest. And through that process, there's a bunch of different projects identified that meet the recreational needs for the majority of people within Terrace. And Fairy Island was one of the project areas that was chosen for this year.
So while a series of projects are now complete, Hayworth said that there's more to look forward to.
Well, this project on Fairy Island is an ongoing project, and there'll be more activities coming up next year. We have to determine what those activities are. There's a process involved in that, and once that process has run its course and is approved through council, then we'll implement those project initiatives next year.
This round of work was officially completed on October 25th, with the final touches being added to a trail stretch between the west and east sides of the island. This story is brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story on canada-info.ca.